Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to cover an article by Peter Wright over at A Voice for Men called MGTOW Now an LGBTQIA Category, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peter says this, and I quote, MGTOW is perfectly aligned with the LGBTQI category aromantic, a term indicating a profound disinterest in romantic love. I was surprised to learn that the A in LGBTQIA also meant either asexual or aromantic, as described by the LGBTQI wiki fandom definition. Aromantic, often shortened to aro, describes people who do not experience romantic attraction. Men going their own way are unmoved by the fantasy of romantic love because it requires men to go down on a literal and proverbial one knee before a woman. The result of men going their aromantic way is in some way striking. These men have inaugurated an enduring sex strike, putting quietly into practice what women routinely threaten if they don't get their own way. As we recently saw from Joy Behr, who called for a sex strike after the Supreme Court abortion law leak. As usual, it seems like men have beaten women to the punch. Young men are driving a decline in sex. Perhaps more accurately, they may be rejecting the pathological contamination of sexual intimacy with romantic love, aka the idea that the man needs to demonstrate obedience and servitude towards romantic partners before being rewarded with sex. The sex slump is not sufficiently explained by labeling reluctant men as involuntary celibates, because the yearly baseline for numbers of incels has blown out. A more plausible explanation is that men of the West are becoming increasingly aromantic, much as they did en masse in Japan with the rise of the grass eaters. This is certainly true of the growing numbers of MGTOWs who may be interested in other kinds of sex and relationships, i.e. casual relationships, intimate friendships, non-romantic intimate partnerships, relationships of peers, etc., but who are no longer moved by the false fairy tale of romance. Far from being a fringe group that warrants deplatforming, men going their own aromantic way deserve to be embraced as a special minority, deserving of special rights and protections afforded to every other vulnerable demographic. Is it not true that MGTOW were bullied, harassed, and treated with extreme bigotry? That should qualify them for special protections and considerations under the law. MGTOW probably won't be entering a pride float anytime soon, but in theory their cause is every bit as deserving under the umbrella of the one powerful word, aromantic. Well, Thomas, thanks for the donation, and thank you Peter Wright over at A Voice for Men for making me aware of this. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to men's rights guys like Peter Wright being partially wrong clown world show. MGTOW is more than a sex strike. It's a relationship strike taking away services from women like men being emotional tampons and human ATMs. Yes, it's true that if you've gone monk mode, you've basically gone on a sex strike. Then yes, you have beat women to the punch, but in actuality, women only threaten men with a sex strike, but they can't follow through with it. MGTOW monks don't just threaten, but we take our august presence off the Kegel battlefield. If we ever did start identifying as part of the LGBTQI community, and you could see us at the pride parades waving rainbow-colored MGTOW flags, now wouldn't that be something? I bet you anything the lesbians out there would be crying rainbow-colored tears. While I've gone on a sex strike, most MGTOW men have not. It's not a sex strike so much as it's a resource and attention strike. Opening doors for women while not being romantic is just the tip of the spear. But the idea that you can avoid being romantic while getting your rocks off doesn't work for all or most guys. Just because you reject romantic love doesn't mean it'll reject you. You'll soon find yourself wearing your love goggles in a relationship, and the process will happen so gradually that you'll have no idea what happened, until a few months after the relationship has ended, even if it's just a friends with benefits one. You'll start asking yourself, was I really that big of a white knight? Clearly Peter Wright has either never put on his love goggles, or he's had them on for so long that he isn't even aware of wearing them. The black-pilled incel community has already explained why young men, 28% of them now, are not having sex anymore. It's not that they're going their own way, but because they're being sent their own way, due to demographic trends and because of women's much higher standards, because they can go chat shopping on Tinder these days. Sure, there's some of us who have gone on a sex strike voluntarily avoiding relationships and romantic love. Sure, I've been asexual now for almost 7 years. But based on my coaching calls and what I see out there, I'm the exception and not the rule. Most guys are still fools drooling for a romantic love. In places like Japan, how much of the herbivore phenomenon is attributed to its shrinking population? There are more men for women to choose from, and less women for men to choose from, because of demographics. The population pyramid scheme there is collapsing. Also in the West, think about how there are probably many racist men that refuse to date outside their own race. I've dated Asian, Black, and Latin women before, but many guys might not do that. But women are less loyal to their race and tribe and will date a white Chad, Black Tyrone, and Indian Raj these days. As for MGTOW being part of the LGBTQI community, I think that's one of the reasons that TFM still has his Patreon page as of scripting this video date, because he puts the rainbow-colored flag on Patreon. He says he's a masculine-presenting transgender lesbian. He was onto that a long time ago. As for the rainbow people, they're more inclusive because they're trying to unify all the marginalized groups under one banner, as useful idiots so they can take control of the state and impose some sort of communism. It's all about political power and not liberation. Once they've cemented their power, they will imprison all the poofers. So maybe it's not a good idea to identify openly as asexual or aromantic because you're just labeling yourself as a useful idiot to the state. And one day when they get their glorious revolution, they might send you off to the glorious gulag glue factory. Sure, it makes sense to take the label on for now. But how long will that last once the label becomes toxic in the leftist state or some right-wing nutter comes along and declares you an enemy of the state? The flag puts a target on your back as well as the acronym. Unfortunately for us, MGTOW is an even bigger target because we're waging true class warfare. Every guy that goes his own way saves money faster, so inflation has to eat away at it a lot slower. He also retires quicker, meaning that the labor pool shrinks. And that's awful for corporations because they have to hire workers at higher pay. MGTOWs make inflation because we are usually intelligent and have higher-end jobs that are high-skilled and that are harder to replace. So less competent people take them over and soy society slowly goes to hell in a handbasket. We are fighting the war against wealth inequality by also making sure that our cash and prizes don't fall into the hands of a proud owner of a cooch, and then she spends that money into oblivion, and it goes back into the hands of the wealthy in exchange for cheap tchotchkes. Using the rainbow-colored shield seems like a great idea for now, but at some point, we'll have to drop it, or we'll get targeted by extremists on the right. Right now, what's socially acceptable won't be that way in the next 5 to 10 years. Humans tend to freak out because we predict recent behavior running its course well into the future. We've seen the run-up of gay rights back in the 1990s and 2000s. Today, in many ways, that pendulum has swung way too far up the bum fudge. Back in the 1980s, if you tried marching in a gay pride parade in New York or Toronto, you were met with violence and gay bashing. Today you have corporate sponsors. I knew something was going on in the early 2000s when I realized that the big banks in Toronto were tapping into the demographic of gay males that had tons of disposable income and savings because they were unmarried. Too bad they aren't smart enough to create financial products for men going their own way. Maybe now that many of us are called aromantics or asexuals, they'll begin to target us with their marketing material. But of course we will never be accepted because of our supposed hate for women, which isn't even real, but is made up as an excuse to keep us away. I've said before that the MGTOW men out there are treated like gay men back in the 1980s and 90s. We are ridiculed and shamed to get into relationships. It'd be the same as shaming a gay male to go straight back in the 20th century. I bet it was women that were also part of that shaming. Eventually they realized it wasn't going to work. So instead they made gay men into political allies for the left, and they figured out ways to use them as emotional tampons. About a month ago, another gay man in the comments section under a video about this same thing said that he wasn't going to talk to women anymore because he realized he was being used as a toxic emotional waste dump and that the relationships he had with women were costing him more emotional upset than they were worth. That's why I made that video in the first place, because there's so many gay males out there that have no idea what's going on out there. They still felt the need for female validation or maybe even female-owned group preference, even though they weren't females themselves. In return, the women would gain the services of their very own emotional tampon, or manpon, and would use those services more than the validation they would provide in exchange. So much in human relationships can be seen as an exchange for emotional gratification. Regardless of if it's a shoulder to cry on for emotional support, or a wizard's leave vagina to cream on. Women are great at identifying men that don't know their value and exploiting them. They're always sizing up the benefits they get from a relationship. Men tend to do more of that in their businesses. Or at least they did up until recently. Lately, I've been seeing the sexual marketplace get skewed where white women are dating and marrying Indian men or feminized guys with traditionally lower sexual marketplace value than other guys. Opposites attract, and because there are so many independent, masculine-minded, career-driven cooches out there, it means they're increasingly likely to be attracted to men that are dependent and weak. These independent women are also likely to not be willing to give commitment to men like men used to avoid giving to women. And many young guys I've spoken to are not willing to sleep with such women if they don't get that commitment from them first. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that MGTOWs can smash censorship by using a rainbow-colored flag. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the bigots trying to stop MGTOW monks from marching in a gay pride parade and revealing how big of a joke it really is. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.